Welcome to the Micronesian Podcast. This is Patrick Pedris, and I am podcasting from Bone Bay in the Federated States of Micronesia. Thanks for joining me. If this is your first time, Micronesian Podcast is just a podcast about Micronesia. News, updates, information, stuff that we're inspired by in Micronesia, about Micronesia. You know, stuff that we're grateful for, and even stuff that we are absolutely sickened and disgusted and want to throw up about. It is a Saturday afternoon here, so you might hear weed whacking in the back, stuff going on. That's what happens this part of the world on a Saturday. Maybe pretty much every part of the world. But excuse that as we move on, and let's get into the next episode. Okay, I got here with me once again, my co-host from the Micronesian News broadcast, June, and he's been sharing a couple stories, and we're going to talk about a couple of them, but first off, I would like to note there was this story that we shared, because we are also on, what page is that on Facebook?
Social Media Islanders.
That's where we're at. So another one of our pages, Social Media Islanders, Modernesian, Micronesian News Broadcast, and this podcast as well. Yes, we have many platforms. Yes, we like to share information. So here's the thing. A couple days ago, first off, we shared on Micronesian News Broadcast something regarding the Revo and the previous podcast. We talked about it. Anyways, we were approached and we were asked to remove the post because apparently it is in quote-unquote litigation. And so it would sway or encourage public opinion. Well, we did that, you know, because we want to be good citizens. But it brought up the question for us. And here is my question. When people are running for public elected offices and they have issues with, the counting or the outcome, and they take that issue up, is that public knowledge? Should that be public knowledge? Because the issue that they have is with the voting, which is done by citizens. So is that an issue that can be shared? And if a candidate says, hey, I have an issue with this ballot box over here, should that be public knowledge? What do you think?
In my own personal opinion, it should be public knowledge because voting is done by citizens and citizens should be aware of what's happening with
their votes, right?
With their votes. So regarding the Kashrai revote, it was found that I believe it was here on Bone Bay that for the Kashrai seat, there were 20 people that weren't allowed to vote.
I don't think it was they were not allowed to vote. I think there were some issues there, like maybe no voter cards or they got there afterwards. I don't know. We should read the actual public notice that came out. But yeah, there was 20 people that were unable to vote. Yeah, or did not vote, or yeah. I don't think they were kept from voting, but I think that's the reason why that revoted. Anyways, that's all a matter of public record. I'm not gonna. The issue that I have, though, the question that we have here is, all voting, of course, as the FSM Constitution says, is secret. Of course, your vote is secret, but I mean, the election process, isn't that supposed to be public?
Correct.
I would think so. But hey, you know what? We're just podcasters. We're just two guys with a microphone. We ain't no legal experts. But we do understand Article 4, Section 1 gives us the right to express our views. And in fact, if you look at Article 4, Section 1, there is a case annotation there regarding, the right of citizens to, question or even criticize public officials. You see that one?
As a matter of fact, I did.
Amen. And we'll just leave it at that because We'll see what happens. However, you know, when we get more educated on the law, we'll probably come back and talk about it. But let's go on to the next one. Okay, and we talked about social media islanders at the top of the podcast, where we shared a story from somebody who sent it to me, and that source will remain anonymous, continued to, until the source says they want to be revealed. Anyways, it's an interesting story, talking about our current president, P. Christian. Story says that he's lobbying, you know, to get, have be newly elected 4-year at-large senator from Pompey, David Panuelo, into the VP or president seat, thereby allowing him to run again for the 4-year at-large seat. Huh, I don't know. I mean, I think that's probably what everyone was thinking that he would do. So, I don't know. I think that's probably what I would do if I was in his position. Anyways, maybe the fact that the story is from an anonymous source and it's naming names, that's probably the reason why it's drawn so much attention from people. And also the fact that there is no whistleblower laws here that I know of that can protect people, you know, who have insider, or not insider, but who have information that could, you know, affect things. You're not protected as a whistleblower like they do have in other parts of the world. So understand why this person wanted to remain anonymous. And plus, I don't know. It's on social media. I mean, we're not a, like I said earlier in the podcast, we're just two guys on a with a microphone, and on the computer, we're just two guys on a behind a computer screen, sharing information. However, you take that information, really, that's on you. I would say, sorry, my dogs are barking. But the post was not intended to, you know, point fingers. It was just simply information sharing. That's what we do. We share information. And it's up to you to decide what that information means to you. Yeah, I think so. What do you think, June?
Yeah, that's just, this is just what we do. We just share information about this region. Because I believe, in my own personal opinion, that it's very important that we as the people should be informed on what's going on around us.
Well said. Short and sweet. And then, yeah, and here, that's his opinion. This is my opinion. All opinions are welcome. And I hope that whatever happens, happens for the best of this nation. And I've said this before. Would it be bad if, you know, David Panuelo became president? No, I mean, I think that would be great. So it would open up the seat for Pete to come in. I mean, is that bad? I don't know. I don't know why that would be bad. I mean, you would have both guys from Pompey, both great leaders, public servants, tons of experience in business and government out there. I think that would add value to Congress, especially with us going to 2023. Somebody with that knowledge from the beginning, as chief negotiator, Pete Christian was 2003. I mean, I just think that he should be part of the government somehow as we lead into 2023. Call me crazy, you know. I think a guy with a lot of experience and that knowledge, you know, from back then would be very useful. Are you right? What do you think?
I also believe that Pete Christian, it wouldn't be bad for him to still be involved in government, because he's been, like you said before, he's been around since the beginning. He was the last chief negotiator for the compact, so he would have the relevant experience that is needed for this nation as we head into 2023, because those will be very crucial years leading up to the point.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, he ain't gonna be president, that's for sure. We know that. And he wasn't president when he was doing the negotiations either. So, yeah, Yeah. I think it's a win-win. I've said this before in a previous podcast. Win-win for Pohnpei, win-win for Micronesia, win-win for all of us. What's so bad about that? Okay, thanks for joining us once again on the Micronesia Podcast. My name is Patrick Pedras, and I'm glad that you joined us. Micronesia Podcast is all about Micronesia. We want to share news. We want to keep people updated. We want to talk about the stuff that inspires us, that is, allows us to be grateful, even makes us want to throw up. All those things, everything is welcome. We just want to share that information, keep you updated. And wherever you're listening to us from, make sure you subscribe, follow us, and we'll see you on the next episode. All right, see ya.